GLAAD screeches at Hollywood for declining queer representation, pants Emilia Perez. By Warner Todd Houston on June 14, 2025. Radical LGBTQ2S plus activist group GLAAD is scolding Hollywood as inclusion of gay and transgender characters and stories dropped to a three-year low. The group only gave one film studio a passing grade for inclusion this year. The group released its latest so-called Studio Responsibility Index, in which it rates studios, films, and TV for how often gay and trans characters and stories are featured in their products. And they aren't happy with the outcome, they say. Out of all the studios they rated, GLAAD claims to have found only one that wins their seal of approval. The group named Studio A24 as the only studio to earn its good rating for 2024. The studio produced several explicitly degenerate films, including Love Lies Bleeding and Queer. The advocacy group also says that the number of queers in film dropped 23.6% over the number in 2023. GLAAD president and CEO, Sarah Kate Ellis, said that Hollywood has chosen the wrong time to pull back on representation for the LGBTQ+ movement. At a time when LGBTQ people are facing unprecedented attacks in politics and news media, film must be a space for visibility and truth. Representation isn't about checking a box. It's about whose stories get told, whose lives are valued, and creating worlds that mirror our own society today, Ellis said. GLAAD also blasted the transgender film, Emilia Perez, despite its wide celebration by the Hollywood elites. The group claims the Oscar-winning film does not treat the issue of transgenderism seriously, and calls it a case study in what not to do when it comes to trans storytelling. Emilia Perez, GLAAD adds, is extremely disappointing in its heavy promotion in Hollywood shows just how much more education needs to be done with Hollywood film executives. Aside from Studio A24, GLAAD reviewed Amazon, Apple TV+, Lionsgate, Universal, Netflix, Paramount Global, Sony Pictures Entertainment, Disney, and Warner Brothers Discovery, and gave them all a rating of poor. Films that received GLAAD's passing grade include Paramount's Mean Girls, Amazon's My Old Ass, Focus Features' Drive Away Dolls, Apple's Fancy Dance, Disney and Hulu's Prom Dates, and Netflix's Good Grief. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.